The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
On World Radio Day, day before Valentine's Day, I'm in one of those spots again, like I was yesterday, where I have no idea what's about to happen.
I just asked your darling hubby some questions about you.
Is this going to be 5 minutes of Let's Drag, Roz?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, let's see.
I asked him nice questions that people in relationships should know.
Okay.
But I don't know what his answers were.
Right.
He just sent them to our producer. Okay. So, question was, if Roz wakes up in the middle of the night, what's the first thing she wants? I was going to say your phone, if I know you.
Mm.
It's the thing that I see in your hands most often.
There we go. Drag.
What did Chris say?
First thing Roz would need if she wakes up in the middle of the night is a wee. Otherwise, she's not waking up for anything.
Otherwise, you're sleeping soundly.
Babs, I'm asleep. I was like, sleep is my biggest luxury, and I relish elke sekunde, but I can't slap as for my nitty looks today.
Fair enough.
So, Chris is closest on that one. Mm. He's right.
How does Roz drink her tea or coffee? I don't know.
You don't?
I've never. 4 years I've known Roz.
Mm.
Almost 4 years we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
I've never seen you with a warm beverage in your hands. Noch nooit in my yellow lever have I seen Roz take a sip of a warm beverage.
Really?
Never ever.
Okay.
I thought you just don't do them.
I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Roz's tea and coffee is very much rather a glass of rosé or a Savannah or a gallon of water. She doesn't drink tea or
you
coffee.
You see, I knew Scandal. It. I was right.
A glass of rosé or a Savannah.
He does know you.
Yeah, but so you guys are both right there. But I do like a black rooibos. Black like my soul. It means it's a bit of a bit of a bit of a bit of a bit in a bit of a
bit of a bit in.
Yes, until the very it's donker, donker, donker wees.
You and I are the same there.
Yeah,
100%. Tea, not good.
Never me.
If Roz were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, how much money would you win?
Oh, what a great question.
I know. I was going to give you 125,000.
Okay.
I think you'd get into the final stretch of four questions. I think you could go all the way. But I think you'd get at least that far. So that's my baseline for you, my floor for you.
Okay.
Not my ceiling for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Verstaan jy?
She would 100% win the million as long as there were no questions about geography.
Is that true?
He's right. Geography. Never me, guys. Don't ask me. Where is that south? I don't know. Henry say, Rob, it's a dog your mess in for us. We lacht die, wie die laaste lach, lacht die lekkerste. Thank you, Henry.
So hold on. Does that mean if you're doing the traffic and you're like on the N1 northbound, you don't know which way that is?
No, babes. I mean, come on. I know those things, but don't ask me like,
what's the capital
of? Like, some of them I know because my parrot fashion brain will remember it. Maar andersens, wat is noord van hierdie? Wat is...
You would smash it 30 seconds the way that team I played against all those years ago, where the one girl said to the other girl, what's the capital of Paris? And she said Rome. And the card was Rome. That's how Roz does her geography. What is the thing Roz is most likely to go to jail for?
Wow.
I wonder what your husband said.
What are you going to say?
I'm just going to put it out there. If someone messes with your kids.
Thank you.
Then yeah. Angry Mom Roz will come yes. out.
Oh, murder, for sure. She will execute the perfect crime because all she watches and listens to is shows about murder. Then she'll get pulled over for speeding, leaving the scene because it's so easy to drive fast in my car without realizing.
True crime podcasts. That's why you don't trust the people who do them.
100%.
Yelp them all.
Wow, and that speeding drag. Wow, Chris, thanks, babe.
When Roz goes to the grocery store, last question. What are the two things you come home with that weren't on the list?
Two things.
Dis iets soet, ek weet. Dis 'n soet treat. Ek weet nie watter goed hulle is nie. Yeah. It's probably some sweet that I don't like, because I don't do sweets.
Yeah. Speckled eggs.
Two things that weren't on the list that she will bring home. Two reusable shopping bags to go on our huge pile of reusable shopping bags. That's almost definite. And then cheese snacks, Coke Light, mini sausage rolls, cheese rolls, pies, giant speckled eggs, licorice all sorts, corn nibs, white chocolate eggs, etc., etc., etc.
I know whose pantry everyone in the whole country wants to go and raid right now.
This guy!
He knows you though, huh? Is he wrong?
He's so right. He's got the whole list.
Your man Kenya.
Oh, thanks, babe.
There you go. If you're looking for a pantry to go and raid, Roseanne McKenzie, you never bring us nice things in the studio.
Because you eat me sweets, nie.
Ja, man, all I want is lekker. Moere moet je inbring, hoor.